course, the whistles, the police whistles had been going. And what a crime it is to be on the TT course while there's a TT in play. Oh, right away, the police grabbed me and I said, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to the doctor. So a superintendent come up, wanted to question me and one thing or another. I said, I've nothing to say to you. I want to say it to the doctor. And they were going to arrest me and do all sorts to me. And I told the doctor what had happened and what I could see of the injury without disturbing him. We had a confab then with the chief marshal and the police and the doctor. I said, well, how am I going to get this doctor back to the injury?
So it was a one-way system.
So I can either take him right round the island, which they did later. They put two travelling marshals on, although they were going to prosecute me. They put two travelling marshals on, Vic Jackson and somebody else, and I said, well, it'll take too long. Because I thought it was in a critical condition. And I said, well, I'll ride against the competitors. I said, I know enough about this course and I've got enough sense to dodge whoever it is to swing out of the road. Anyway, they wouldn't have it. So the doctor stripped off. He says, well, I'm a cross-country runner. He says, tell me where it is exactly. And I told him through one hill and through another. And he set off to run it. Well, I'd left my nephew behind, you know, in the tent.
In the tent, indeed, yeah.
And they decided then that they weren't going to arrest me, the police.
Good job.
Yes, but, I didn't care about the police. We'd pulled Cochrane's bike onto the hillside after we eliminate another hazard for the next driver. And
so how did you get back up to the tent?
Well, I didn't go back up to the tent.
You relied on the doctor going?
I waited for the nephew coming down after the official car. Well, the nephew, although he wasn't a runner, he run it. He ran back down to Cregna Bar. And when the official car passed, we could get on the bike and go off together. But
what happened to the bloke who came off the bike?
I got no thanks. He was 17 days unconscious. And he lived. But he'd have brain damage, I'm sure of that. But we went up to have a look up where we'd put his bike 2 days after. And everything had been stripped out of it. The engine and gearbox, the saddle, the handlebars, and everything removable had been removed from it. There was only the frame there.
Pinched,
yes.
Yeah.
And pinched with a car or something that would carry it. Yes, it's diabolical, isn't it?
What year was that?
1930. They heard it on the radio at work, but they didn't know it was me. Some of my mates.